It's All Things Considered on Illinois Public Media, WILL. I'm Jeff Bossert. Champaign Franklin Middle School students interviewed a number of African-American women in 2006 on discrimination and other issues. In 1960, Champaign Reverend J.E. Graves headed the newly formed Champaign-Urbana Improvement Association, its purpose to break down the walls of segregation in housing and employment. The CUIA's first project was a picket of downtown Champaign's JCPenney's. 70-year-old Ruby Hunt says Champaign's churches fought in the struggle for freedom from discrimination.
Most of the leaders were ministers at that time. They would talk about what's going on. They was talking about, because that's why they moved Penny's. You know, Penny's was downtown Champaign, but see, when they had their boycott and boycotted Penny's, see, Penny's didn't ever do good business. Penny's was downtown Champaign, right where the News Gazette is right now. And they boycotted Penny. They marched on Penny's because Penny's would not hire any blacks. When they came, they was a new store. They would not hire any blacks at all. Nobody. And they never did good business there, ever. People just stayed out of there. But after they went to the shopping center, they did okay because they hired some blacks, though. You have to hit people where the pocketbook is, and that often bring people around.
What about the civil rights movement?
Well, we had a lot of strides that we had to make because everything was so black and white. You know, like, you don't do this, you don't do that. My sister-in-law got a job over the phone because she changed her voice. And when she got down there and they saw that she was black, they said, oh, no, we don't have no opening. Oh, no, we don't have no opening. So, you know, stuff like that happens. So now that's why they say you have to apply in person. That's where that came from. They don't let you apply on the phone anymore. So, I mean, a lot of stuff like that, a lot of restaurants, even in, you know, they laying it all on the south, but in the north you couldn't go either. So you just had a lot to do, a lot going on and that kind of thing. But other stuff I did, and especially the school integrations and stuff like that. I did a lot of paperwork and that kind of thing. I didn't care whether they really integrated the schools or not. What I wanted most of all was, you know, like equal opportunities. I wanted equipment, the same equipment. I wanted the same kind of books. I wanted, if your child has some new books, I want mine to have some new books also. If your child had a new basketball, I want mine to have a new basketball. See, I didn't want them to keep getting the hand-me-downs. That was my point. Whether you integrated or whether you didn't, just let us have the same equipment that you had, the same learning tools that your child had.
The Youth Media Workshop series, I Remember, I Believe, is a service of Illinois Public Media. Stories were produced by University of Illinois graduate journalism student Carrie Carpenter using interviews of Champaign-Franklin Middle School students.